goal is to provide the most current nutritional and advanced product technology information in the wellness industry. Nutritional and product. Okay, yeah, I ran over the top of that one, didn't I? When better health is attained, all areas of life will be impacted. The people you hear today are part of a study pilot group that are actively applying both the principles found in the China Study book by Colin Campbell and are utilizing cutting-edge wellness technologies made available by Nikan Incorporated. In the China Study, where the book begins, it describes the largest nutritional study ever done in the world. There were 880 million participants, and that was in the early 70s. Attending this call in no way obligates you to make any purchase. You are our guest if you're in the gallery or on the and just listening. We ask that you find, if you find this helpful, that you can benefit in anything that you've learned, please pass on the number and the time of the call to others. We thank you for allowing us to enter your home, office, or car at this time, whichever place you may be in, and we know your time is short, and I know Marcia's is very short, so I would like to ask her anything that she's extracted that jumped out at her. I guess that's an understatement probably with this book. Anything that comes to mind, Marcia, you probably don't have your book in front of you that you would like to give us a few seconds on before you run out the door. If Marcia's still with us.
Difficulties this morning?
Pardon?
Is there technical difficulties this morning?
Calls interactive, yes. We're hearing you. Who was that, Diane?
Oh, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Good morning, Diane.
Good morning. No, thank you.
Job. Great. Good morning, Wayne. Diane, what were you saying?
Well, it didn't go through, and they kept saying hold until someone could help.
Oh, okay, let me just explain that. That's a good comment. When there are a whole bunch of people coming in at the same time, there's only so many lines that can run in.
Oh,
so
okay.
That's exactly what's happening. I guess you don't even have to redial. If you get a busy signal, you have to redial. There's too many running in, and they can't even put them into overflow. So that's a good problem to have early in the morning.
Yeah.
To wake us up, isn't it? I think
Jeannie,
Marcia,
sorry, the same thing happened.
Oh, okay. Okay, thank you, Jeannie.
I have a 10.
10, good for you.
8 for Diane.
I need to state my points. I've been a little lax on that, and I was a 9, and I can't remember now which, because they're not in front of me, which one I was a little short on. Something I didn't figure out right. But anyway, I was close. So anybody else with points that would like to add them in?
Way a 10.
Way a 10. Good for you, Way.
Monty, 9.
Monty. Good morning, Monty.
Margaret, 9.
Margaret, 9.
Larry, 9.
Larry, 9. Good morning, Larry.
Good morning.
Okay. I'll throw that question to anyone else in the pilot group that sent in their commitment form, because you guys are on the spot. I can't ask that very well, since they do all of you have your books. I'm going to get lots of yeses. Is there anyone here that has not started their book yet?
Could you tell me the book name?
That would be helpful, wouldn't it? Again, thank you for asking. It's called The China Study by Colin, C-O-L-I-N, Campbell, C-A-M-P-B-E-L-L.
Mine's still coming. I don't know what's going on there, but I've ordered it.
Most of the bookstores have it, and you can also, by the end of this week, Focus on Growth, if you haven't gotten to ordering it yet, will be having some kind of a package put together for the 4 that I've found out of probably about, I must have at least 30 by now, the most helpful so far that are in the marketplace, plus our setting going through them, as I know you guys probably have done enough of that too. I'm not trying to toot my horn about what I've done. I've just been inquisitive. And I will say this started out for me back over a year ago before I ever discovered this book in studying cancer because of my sister-in-law. And I've got to have breakfast with her in the next few days to tell her how important what she's gone through is going to be to lots of people. She probably doesn't really care because she's concerned about what she's going through, I know. But that launched me into, as well as Ruth's comments, on doing more, picking up old books that I had on the acid alkaline level of our body. And as we go through this, we'll be talking a bit about that. But before we get into details, I want to hear some of your comments so far on what you've read in the book. So it all start at once.
Start all comments. This is Ruth.
Okay.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I found, to begin with, I found the book a bit frustrating because I was reading and it wasn't the book. I read the book and there wasn't really that much. I didn't feel it wasn't about the China study. What I found that Dr. Campbell was an amazing man and had a whole lot to say in addition to this China study. And yesterday, we were meeting with a financial planner. And he said, now, if you're going to go have a physical before you go to try for some insurance, he said, I can tell you some changes you're going to want to make before you go at least 2 weeks ahead of time. In 2 weeks, we can change your numbers. And I said, with your diet? And he says, have you heard of the China study? He's been doing this for 15 years. And actually is a personal friend of Dr. Campbell.
Oh, wow.
And so another thing that, and so I'm trying to find online, or I will call him, there is, another book or another study that's really just about the China study results, which are primarily in the Appendix B of this book. And so I recommend you read Appendix B first. That's a China study. And all this information that Dr. Campbell has. As a matter of fact, he said, Dr. Campbell is like one of the smartest people on this planet and the nicest. And I said, oh, could I have information so I could get a hold of him? He says, oh, I'll have him call you.
I think you need to interview him on one of these calls, Ruth.
Both of these people. Gerald that I was talking with has been doing this program for 15 years.
Wow.
But he said that they thought it was amazing. He said, we can change your numbers in 2 weeks.
Wow.
Okay.
Hey, guys, does that make you excited?
Yeah.
Is that amazing to have this thing all this come together? I mean, here we are. We're just getting started with this. And here is this guy sitting at my dining room table asking if I've heard of the China study.
Wow. Bruce, that's incredible. Absolutely incredible. Well, we went through the appendix at the beginning, or we've gone through, parts of it. I wanted to, anybody else that's reading first, I don't need to put my comments in right here. I'd like to make a comment based on what they've read in the book.
Okay, there's a couple of things that I'd love to comment on. This is Mary Lou. The one thing that always jumps out at me is... somewhere in the book, being able to turn off cancer and heart disease by having 5% or less of your calories being come from protein. That was number one. That's the big thing for me. And then number two, in page 230 in there, because everybody says, where are we going to get our protein from? And page 230 shows, shows the benefits of plant-based and animal-based, and it shows that the plant-based, which is, I think, 4 or 5 different equal amounts of plant-based ingredients, Larry just opened it for me, equal parts of tomatoes, spinach, lima beans, peas, and potatoes. When you look down there at protein, not only does it have much, much more of all kinds of nutrition, but the protein is 33 per 500 calories of energy, but the animal-based is 34, so, and that's equal parts of beef, pork, chicken, whole milk. So we're getting our protein. Nobody needs to even worry about it. Those are the biggies. Those are the really things that jump out at me.
I agree with you, Mary Lou, wholeheartedly, and I'll give you this that took place with me last night in just 30 seconds, because we don't understand that there is so much protein in our vegetables. lifestyle in the past, we have not counted that. So you can totally forget about worrying about that. What is way more important is that every day we have as big a variety. I don't mean stack 25 things in one meal, but throughout the day, choose different things. And that's why it's really good to have a well-stocked cellar with fresh, your fresh produce, or refrigerator with your fresh produce, but as well as to have a big variety of grains and things that you've already got prepared that you can just utilize, and they don't have to all be heated again either. I found that out, but I resorted last night. Denny was going to be on the road with at least our son. I don't know whether anybody else went with him or not, but for a couple of days primarily, and not having time to, you know, think about food, which is dangerous, right, guys? When you don't have time for food and you just grab it when you can, it's dangerous. No matter how you spell it, it's not going to be as good as if you pre-thought it and done something ahead of time. So I went back and pulled out an old recipe that I developed in the late 80s that I know I haven't made for the last 5 years because it was not a good choice. And it was a black turtle bean chili. And it's an easy one. It was a favorite one. I whipped that up. Now, of course, I didn't put ground beef in it. I would not have needed to, but just so it looked a little bit better to other people, I put in some soy crumbles. One package of Morningstar soy crumbles. Well, when I looked up the bean count, the protein that was coming from the bean was more than was coming from the soy, which was an adequate amount in itself, except we didn't need that much of a serving of it. We could rely primarily on the raw, fresh vegetables in the salad for what we needed also. And so take your old recipes, just omit the animal products. I didn't put cheese on it. I didn't put sour cream like I used to on it. And it was wonderful. It got packed in a case this morning with a couple of blue ice bags because they've got a 5-hour drive with a lot of fresh fruit. And they can help themselves to the salad on the other end if they even bother to do that. But it's not difficult. It's not difficult in the least way. We've got a huge variety to choose from. So that's my comment. Someone else commenting on the book.
Yeah, Mary. Char, this is Monty. And I think one of the things that kind of impressed me out of the book was when Dr. Esselstein, in regards to his research and things that he did, is when he took those people, and I think it was, I don't mean the exact amount of people, but that already had coronary events, including angina, bypass surgery, heart attack, strokes, and angioplasty. And then they went on this particular plant-based diet. And what amazed me was that in the following 11 years, there was exactly one coronary event among the 18 patients who followed the diet. And that one basically had to deal with it for 2 years. In those 11 years, they had went off the diet. And when they started to have angina problems again, and when they went back and he got back on the diet, that all disappeared. So out of all those years, after 11 years, no one except that one person had any particular problems. And we all hear how heart bypass, heart surgery, you know, even though it takes care of us at the time, that down the road it's going to reappear again, and again validates this book. Again, validates that if you do the right things and eat the right foods, you can literally, and I know Ruth and Mary Lou have talked, you can literally turn off these genes or on and off switches of particular illnesses and diseases strictly by what you eat. And I was just, those little things like that just make common sense to me. And why, who wouldn't have those particular problems? You know, not that they're scared into it, but, you know, it just makes common sense for us that don't have those particular problems, is that what we can do, which is like what Ruth said, that George said to her, was, hey, we can show you how to, basically, I'm sure what it had to do with, was cholesterol levels and high blood pressures in a 2-week time frame. Amazing. And this book, again, validates all that. And to me, it's just logic, common sense, makes two.
Well, Monty, I'm going to hold you to summarizing some of this on Monday. So I know you are so good at, but I just want to give you a reminder because I want you to take charge of that call also. So right in the middle of this one, throwing you a loop here. But I can't imagine the general populace of this country not taking notice to this and sitting there waiting. I think I'll wait until I'm diagnosed with heart disease, cancer, autoimmune disease, or whatever, and then I will seriously work on what is going on in my food intake. Where your chances are going to be less, your body is already suppressed and fighting for life. Why would anyone choose to do that? It would be beyond me. So what have we got to do? We've got a wellness home to deliver to the world and information on how they eat to eliminate these chances that we're looking at right now because we are the sickest, richest country in the world. And I went back through the very beginning and started all over and reading those first four pages in the introduction. Don't skip anything, guys. I was so turned on that I photocopied just the introduction and gave it to each one of my family members. I said, they have to know what I'm reading here before I go any further because this is going to be so profound. And it was, like Ruth said, it was based on the work he'd done his entire life, started out in vet school, and 40 years of work and started out on animals and was trying to figure these things out. And he said, you know, nothing's working right. We're going down the wrong path. Something's got to be wrong. It's no better than it was years and years ago. In fact, it's gotten worse. So what is all this that this country is funding other than what's been done that rotates around this study? And there's hundreds of studies that feed into this that back the same information, but it's not fragmented on one chemical or on one item or any of the stuff that we've looked at in the past as far as a nation is concerned. Anyone else on the book? Okay, if there's not, I want to give and talk about some more about lunch and dinner, and those can be as easily intermixed as any of these. Is breakfast and lunch can be as far as what you're doing. So what have you found that's working easy for you that may be a general or it may be a specific in putting this together?
Well, this is Mary Lou, and I try to have rice made up ahead of time, or I may even have a pot of beans made up ahead of time in my refrigerator, and I will warm that in my Kensen cookware, heat it up, and have a lovely green salad along with it. And hearing Ruth yesterday with her rice, it just sounded so good. And so I thought, well, why don't I read the label on some of these rice packages? And the rice I made yesterday, Larry absolutely loved it. Right at lunchtime, we had this wonderful green salad, but the rice was, we put sauteed a little bit of onion and garlic, cooked my rice in vegetable broth, and then the onion and garlic I tossed in the rice along with craisins and chopped nuts, and I want to tell you, it was to die for. We loved it. And then we had a wonderful green salad along with that spinach, romaine. You know me, I try to have 5 to 7 vegetables in there, and I think yesterday I had 7.
So. Wow, that sounds really good, and it sounded good yesterday too. And I make these large batches of things, and we run on leftovers for half the meals, and you know, fresh cooked for the other half. And one of my leftovers, I'll mention, I did. Denny wasn't real excited about it. It was a gazpacho soup. The cold mixed vegetables, it was done in the blender, which I would maybe do part of the base that way, but I like the chunks in it, I've decided. Anyway, it didn't go over very well, so it was about 3 days later, pulled it out of the refrigerator, and I said, I got to turn it into something else. Well, we finished off the something else last night as a leftover, and I made it into a spaghetti with a few noodles in it, not a whole lot of pasta in it, but a small amount, and then with fresh mushrooms and different seasonings thrown into it. But I just used that cold base that was nothing more than fresh vegetables run through, made, well, it wasn't a juice. It was much heavier than that, a puree. And it, so, hey, guys, when it doesn't come out, the first time, don't toss it out or not eat it or give it to the dog. Just reformulate it a little bit and add to it and change it into something else, because it, there's no rules or guidelines other than to have a really good variety and cut out the refined foods. And once in a while, you're going to resort back to that. I'm trying to do as much fresh as I possibly can do, trying not to have stuff come out of cans. And if you have a problem with what you've got, begin donating. When three comes across your path in one day from different sources of places that are asking for food drives, don't hesitate. Share some of that stuff that you don't need in your pantry anymore. It's easy, and you've got a write-off. So what you're going to turn it into is probably going to cost you no more than what you're saving on your taxes, because of the difference in the cost of funding this way of eating is so economical. And now, with the farmers markets, don't forget, when we come up to the weekend, I'm going to be headed down there myself. My variety in the very low yet. We're just getting started here with the weather we've had. Anyone else?
I like to make when I started cooking again because of this particular thing we're doing, it kind of amazed me that when you look at recipes, in most cases, like a vegetable, like a chili, for instance. Well, you know, all the things people put, but a vegetable chili of things like, you know, chopped green onions, red, green peppers, zucchini, yellow squash, neck squash, corn, stewed black beans, pinto beans, white beans, garbanzo beans, and a lot of other stuff. That was absolutely delicious. But when I started to think about this whole thing, a lot of people already do recipes that they really like. But if they could just take the meat product out of that recipe that they're doing and replace it with either, let's say, rice or potatoes as an example or something like that, that's basically the pretty much the same difference, except not trying to get anything that's processed and try to use as much raw vegetables as they possibly can in their main dishes. And I really just, my mother just loves this vegetable chili and doesn't even miss the meat. Absolutely.
Thank you, Monty. And, you know, that reminds me of something I learned from Mary Jane when we were doing lifestyle, and that is you can cook part of your vegetables for your base, and then just when you're ready to serve it, slice in raw vegetables that give it extra texture, crunch, and, of course, a lot of food value also, because they're not even being any more, if that, heated. And it tastes wonderful. I remember, Mary Jane, you adding zucchini into a... I don't know, there was a chili base kind of thing, but I just remember it was really good, and I don't know what else you added in raw. It really doesn't matter, but it was so good, it was so easy, right?
And it gives it a crunch.
It does. It gives it that texture and that really, really fresh taste. So you can actually there's a Mexican recipe that I use that you make your soup base and you pile all your raw vegetables on top of it from... radishes and, oh, I can't remember what all I put on it now. I'll have to pull that one out and make it again. But
Cabbage,
thank you. it's called pozole, P-E-S-O-L-A, pozole in Mexico. And I call it soup and salad in one. Just really, really, really easy. And leftovers, and I remember now, that had another no-no in it from before, and that was hominy, which you probably aren't going to start out from fresh and do the processing on hominy, so I would validate that one coming out of a can for the base. It's going to be cooked well anyway. Not going to do it every day, obviously. I don't want anybody hooked on one recipe, okay? Don't need to repeat them more than once every 6 months, do we, guys? No, I'm kidding, but maybe a little more often. Anybody else?
Star, this is Jeannie.
Yes.
I had Ricky and I have been experimenting with some of the grains, and there's one called quinoa. I found that it's in a box, a little box, ancient quinoa harvest, but it's delicious, and it's quick, it cooks quickly, and we just made a little quinoa pilaf. This was last night, but then we have leftovers for lunch, so diced up a bunch of vegetables. I just had whatever's in the fridge. I had some cauliflower and some asparagus, and we did onions and garlic and bell peppers. Chopped it up really fine and put it in the water as we were cooking the quinoa, and it all cooked together in about 20 minutes. And it was and we put some fresh cilantro in it, and it was delicious.
And spell quinoa.
Quinoa, Q-U-I-N-O-A.
Thank you.
And Ricky says it tastes like Chinese fried rice. He was so excited that it tasted like that.
That sounds really good. And, you know, you can just take any of the grains and change the grain and use that same base almost, couldn't you?
Yes, yes. That's what I'm excited about, too. So I'm trying different pilafs with different grains.
Uh-huh.
Hi.
It's a variety of those.
Thank you, Jeannie. Go ahead, Wei.
Oh, growing on this is much, my life so much easier, and I just do everything veggie-based, and then it's only, you know, when I do go shopping, pretty much anyway, 70% of my stuff is pretty much, people look at my cart as all vegetable and fruit, because that's all my children eat, just fruit and vegetables. you guys, if you guys have an experience, seaweed, the coconut, get a lot of it, it's pretty good market.
You're cutting out again, Wei. You went way into the background.
Is this better?
That's much better.
Okay.
We can hear you now.
If you guys haven't experienced much with the sea vegetable, because I had some that you can't get as fresh, of course, but like you can get a really good frozen batch in the Korean or Japanese section, but and then also a lot of stuff you need to dehydrate it, so a bag, just a couple drop of it, just a couple leaves in or water is expand out huge. So yeah, yesterday I had a lot of sea vegetables for lunch with the brown rice, and it tastes really good. So it's something you guys can experience with. First time I got to green for a while, and it's like, wow, okay, it does taste really good. And my body was just trying to catch up yesterday, sleep, because the day before I slept late, so by 5, I checked out all the food I ate. Everything is balanced. I didn't overdo anything. But it was about 5, my body, 4, my body just wind down, shut down, because I guess I needed to catch up to sleep the night before. And, so I'm just listening to my body more, so,
that's a good thing that you mentioned, Wei. And if any of you are feeling tired during the day, this is incredible. I absolutely love it. Because I know I have violated my body for so long on the hours that I have run, and I now feel the need for sleep because my body will shut down and demand it. And even during the day, if you need to take a break, look at the cultures that take a break in the middle of the day to rejuvenate their body and do the rest of the day. So don't beat yourself up. My thing is still a 10 to 20 minute downtime in the afternoon. Now, I was fighting it before, and with this warmer weather, I just take advantage of it. I just go lay out on the chair. And now some of you are working, and I apologize for talking about this. That's your reason for doing NECAN, to be able to have these blessings in your life that you've got control instead of your boss telling you what you can do when you can do it. But don't feel like you shouldn't be doing this and that it shouldn't be taking place, and the same thing at night. My body is saying, hey, it's time to quit. I can sit down or get into that bed, and I can't even get one page read. And it's done. I'm turning the light off. So, you know, don't fight the necessary sleep. But the sea vegetables that Wei mentioned, I have only begun to play around with them. In fact, I ordered a bunch of them yesterday. But the health food stores have them in packages, small packages, that you use them just like a seasoning, don't you, Wei? Small amounts.
Yeah, small amount, and it just expands. When I'm up there, it makes more sense to you. I'll spend a day with you up there because I like to do a lot of things with you up there. Yeah, no, it's so many varieties. You know, actually, just like the Korean and Japanese eat a lot of seaweed-type materials. They don't have a lot of greens because of their landscaping up there. Just the cold and the winter, and they don't have a lot of land either, so I figure if I take stuff to go.
They're going out again. We're coming in with lots of background, but the other thought I had when you were talking about that, Wei, was go into the deli section of some of these health food stores, order just a small cup of one of the salads that looks good to you.
Yeah.
And the ingredients are usually listed on there. Or you can ask them. After you have eaten it, you can go back and leave a little bit in there and say, what is this? I need to know what this is. They're going to tell you. Or
yeah,
they're going to find out for you. And you write it down, and it's not difficult to put together.
It may not turn out exactly
like it tasted there. But what difference does it make? Season it to the way you like it.
And you know what? A lot of these restaurants actually they just happen to sell like one huge batch of it. But what I do when I go home, I thaw out and sort of like divide it all up. So, but that's what they actually use at home. Of course, they don't get fresh to start in the restaurant either because, you can't get sea vegetables out here fresh. But anyway, another thought was, like you were saying, you should take the nap stuff, but like, of course, I had three little ones running around, and I was trying to fight it, and despite what you do with the nutritional, all the things you break up, it doesn't work. You just go and take it. Can I make one more comment?
Yes, go ahead.
Well, the nuns, I live right next to the meditation temple here, and they have a very strict schedule that they do, and it sort of makes sense when I do go because I study acupuncture right now, and all the timing, the body should rise, it should sleep, when it should eat. At 4, I wake up to meditate a couple hours, so by 6 to 8, but the thing is, they have a schedule for nap pretty much to go down from 1 to 2 every single day, and then they have to go to sleep by 10:30. So that's their schedule, and when it's in the wheel of acupuncture, when you do certain time for certain, you know how we have the 12 o'clock, 1 to 12, every single hour is each part of your body where it's functioned best. So I'm going to photocopy that chart, and when you get play around more with it, it doesn't make sense, and especially for people who want to lose weight, they can lose weight easier, even go around the clock on that.
Okay, here's something I haven't given you guys, and this is on the same subject. So the American definition of that, not into such detail, can be backed, and this is a website, and this is not something that will be purchased. In fact, Dennis told me because he looked into it, Dennis Bryant, cannot be purchased through them. They cannot put it in the package. She does not resell to vendors. It's Lorraine Day, LorraineDay.com, or do a Google search. I think it's just her name, we'll pull it up. But anyway, do a Google search if you need. She is an MD in Southern California, or maybe it was the Bay Area, but anyway, in California. And she has some incredible information on a couple of DVDs. The one I like best is You Can't Improve on God. It's how our body is created and designed to work, and the sleep cycle as well as the awake cycle and the cutting down cycle she goes into, not in a tremendous amount of detail, but in just some simple logic that made sense to me. There's another one, if anybody you know is dealing with cancer, that goes into how she conquered cancer, doing exactly what is spelled out in the China study. she gives you some details over and above and in different ways than what you're getting here and what you're going to see from the Rave diet and lifestyle book and DVD that some of you have already been taught or heard about and utilizing. So we have got other information that we can use and draw on depending on what your interest level is. I'm not forcing you or suggesting that you have to do this. But if you want more backup, because I know that some are taking pot shots at Dr. Campbell and picking his materials apart, well, I don't think they can be picked apart if you just look at the evidence.
They read the whole book.
Yeah, you need to go through the whole book, but the evidence is overwhelming, the percentages and the numbers on what he's talking about, I do not believe can be refuted with the amount of studies that have gone into this and the numbers, the huge numbers that can be impacted. And then you look at other people that have been doing it for years and where their, you know, where their results have been. So, and when you can turn numbers around in 2 weeks, give me a break. How brain dead is that? Yes, Mary Lou.
Yeah. That website, by the way, is drday.com. It's www.drday.com.
Thank you.
And you know, it's interesting when Ruth mentioned that about turning numbers around in, what'd she say, 2 weeks?
2 weeks. Uh-huh.
Because I, my doctor is back from her baby leave, and I called there. I've been leaving her messages because I wanted to know about the vitamin D and, you know, some different things on my last blood work, and she left a message here last night. And she said, you know, it's been a while. I really would like you to make an appointment. I want to come in and go over some things with you. So who knows? I might be able to get a blood work done right now.
That would be absolutely fantastic.
Yeah, wouldn't that be fun?
That would be fun, yeah. Well, and you guys, if you're not using naturopaths, I've seen it for a lot less dollars by going through a naturopath than I have by going through the regular medical clinics and getting those kinds of workups done. So search one out in your area and get to know a new one and just get their input. And I've got one that was, you know, 100% that direction, or probably 98% that direction. I've got another one in the same clinic that I didn't get the same responses from. So it's going to be interesting to talk with both of them as we walk through this. We're up past our time again. Maybe we're going to set this just a little bit longer. Got to leave it open. Not sure how many of you are still here with me, but thank you for letting us actively participate together with you. And I just want to thank the group that we've had on board this morning. It's been very motivating for me. That's how we get fed. That are out here and you're thinking we're telling you. No, you're telling us a lot of it. So I just thank all of you for your participation in this, and we will look forward to speaking with you soon. Again, have an absolutely wonderful day.
Pleasure.
Thank you.